We've spoken about the centrality of Shabbos as the day when we remember what? Zecher l'maaseh bereishis is the day we remember that Hashem created the world. But not just that He created the world, more specifically, my friends, that He created the world. Yesh me'ayin, something from what? From nothing. And what's nothing? How do we think about nothingness? What you see behind your head. Not what's behind your head. What do you see behind your head? What do you see behind your head? Nothing. That was what it was. Absolute nothingness, and Hashem created the world. And why is that so important? Because by recognizing that there was once nothingness and then somethingness, that means that everything that is only here, Britzono, only from His will, His constant will into the world every single second. Does anything exist? And that is really the yisod, that's the foundation of Yichud Hashem, of the oneness of God, besides the fact that He's one and there aren't two, as Rishonim say, of course, but it's more than that. It's that everything that is just an expression of His will. You, standing here today, me speaking here today, the chairs that will be on the table when I finish is an expression of His will. And Shabbos reminds us of that like no day. And that's why, and that's really, my friends, that's the whole idea of Eino Movado. There's nothing else besides Him. There is something, but it's all Bertzono. It's all from His will. And that's really the Soto Kolot Arkula. Someone who's lacking in this central fact is lacking in everything. And that is the specific Chumrah. We can have a good time on Shabbos, and we can have Onik Shabbos, and we can have spirituality on Shabbos. Those are all amazing things. But this is the point that the Rishonim say is why Shabbos is so severe. Because if someone doesn't have this idea clear to himself, he's lacking in the foundation of the whole Torah. Okay? Now, that's pretty important stuff. But let's take for a moment a more in-depth look. How exactly does Shabbos get this point across? Well, what about Shabbos reminds me that He created the world? Yesh me'ayin, right? How is it? So simply, probably what you're thinking is, well, as much as Shabbos was part of the set of the 7 days of creation, 6 days He created, 1 day He rested, so it reminds us about the whole thing. Oh, creation, I know that story, right? Beginning of Bereishis, a little confusing. Okay, but some of us learned it in Cheder, some of us definitely didn't learn it in Cheder here, right? But there were 7 days, Shabbos, started with 6 days, 6 days started with the beginning. The first point, that's one level, but it's much, much deeper than that. Rav Shimshon Pinkus brings Rishonim, specifically the famous Baal Akedah, who says it's really built on a deep philosophical point, which I'm going to share with you. I don't consider myself a philosopher, not even a pseudo-philosopher. I do consider myself a pseudo-historian, but I don't consider myself a pseudo-philosopher, okay? But, my friends, here's the Nakuda, okay? This is a fascinating thing. The Greeks, it's brought down, didn't pray. Now, one could not pray because he doesn't believe in God, right? Why pray if you don't believe in God? Nothing to pray to, right? No atheists in the foxhole. I want to tell you there are some atheists in the foxhole, right? There are sometimes people, even in that situation, there are people who don't pray, God forbid. They don't believe in God. Yeah? But that wasn't it. The Greeks believed. But they believed that the world, Afra Lepumayu, they believed that the world was created together with God. It was always there. Now, what that made, that there was no real change in the world. What philosophy today speaks about as being ultimate determinism. There's no Bechira. There's no real change. Everything is set as was, which, if you know a little bit, Newtonian physics also led to this a little bit, and Einstein changed it, whatever. But their belief was the world always was. Ah, a world that always was can't change. It's all set. If it can't change, there's no reason to pray. We believe in God. But the world which was created together with Him is a world which can't change. If it can't change, why pray? Now, we all prayed. Proof is we have our tefillin in front of us. So we don't, God forbid, believe that, right? And it's hard for me even to say it over. Well, so we don't believe this, right? But what shows us that? Now, here's the philosophical point. If a world stopped, if a process stopped, it means it had to start. That's the philosophical point, which the Baal Akedah says. If the world had a stopping point where Maaseh Bereishis came to a certain point and stopped, that means philosophically it had to start, right? That means, Be'etzim, when we remember on Shabbos that what? Maaseh Bereishis, what happened? Vayichu Hashemayim Varetz, as we say Friday night, things stopped, that means philosophically that the Greeks are wrong and that they one time started, okay? And that's how Shabbos really gets us, Rishonim say, to Yesh Me'ayin. So simply, How does Shabbos get us to this point? Like we said, oh, I remember Shabbos and I remember the 6 days of creation. I remember the whole story, and the story started, it had a beginning. But it's a much deeper point philosophically that because Shabbos shows us that the world stopped, if the world stopped, it means it had to start and that the Greeks are wrong. Okay, have a wonderful day and a good Shabbos.